On Sunday night, millions of Americans are going to tune in to watch the culmination of what's become the most popular entertainment on US cable TV this year, a five-part dramatisation of the Bible. The series has been co-produced by Mark Burnett, a one-time British Army paratrooper, who saw action in the Falklands, in fact, who's turned into a master purveyor of American reality TV shows such as Survivor and Celebrity Apprentice. From New York, Tom Brooke reports on America's newest religious sensation.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
What are you saying?
It's a biblical extravaganza that's become the biggest cable TV blockbuster of the year.
It has begun.
It's the Bible dramatised in 5 2-hour programmes. Shot in Morocco with a cast that included several British actors, it's not a deep theological enterprise. It's been described as more like the Bible's greatest hits.
And God said, let there be light.
At the centre of the production is the Portuguese actor Diogo Morgado, who plays Jesus.
There's billions around the world that live by the words of Jesus and live what is written in the book. So this is bringing a lot of... this is touching a lot of people, and it's bringing a lot of light.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
This biblical series comes from a powerful figure in American TV, British-born Mark Burnett, the creator of hugely popular and enduring reality programs. He brought the Bible Project together with his wife, the actress Roma Downey. Both are proud of what they've achieved.
We're just storytellers, you know, and we've done a lot, and this was important to our hearts. We believe in the Bible, we believe in Jesus, and that's the number one subject right now in America, and that's great.
It's been a real labor of love. It began with a song in my heart, that became a prayer, that became a conversation, that became a handshake and a journey together. And we are just humbled and grateful because we made it to share.
With more than 75% of Americans identifying themselves as Christian, the popularity of the series isn't a total surprise. It's been very effectively marketed through church organisations. Many TV critics haven't been impressed, one describing it as cheesy spectacle. But at an exhibition space designed to promote the series and DVD release, there's been a lot of praise.
I could watch it over and over. Like anything in that old time period, you know, Christ and all that stuff, I could watch it all the time.
The story really came to life. The actors really portrayed the parts very well. You felt like you were actually a part of the story and you were reliving the Bible again.
This is our last meal together. One of you here will betray me.
The popularity of the series seems to be connected to more than just a thirst for religious-themed entertainment. Religious conservatives, who make up a large part of the viewing audience, have had their views somewhat repudiated of late in America, particularly in the political arena. The Bible TV series may be offering some solace. Neil Genslinger is a TV critic at the New York Times.
Conservative Christians certainly felt left out in this past election, and now they're sort of must have been feeling a bit adrift. And wondering, does anyone understand us? Does anyone speak for us? And then along comes the Bible, which hits them right in their sweet spot.
The TV series has also attracted attention because the actor who plays Satan is seen by many as bearing a strong resemblance to President Obama.
Get away from me, Satan.
The producers have denied that this was an intentional act. While it may not have any overt political agenda, the series is seen by some cast members as a visually engaging evangelizing device. Actor Diogo Morgado, who plays Jesus.
We're living in a visual world. Kids more and more read less, you know, and so it's all about seeing rather than reading. So I think this is going to be a tool for a lot of young kids to get in touch of why the Bible is the most important book ever, you know. So I think in that way, yes, it's going to be a tool, definitely.
When it completes its run on Sunday night, Mark Burnett and his wife will not be sitting back. They're on an international crusade with this 5-part Bible adaptation. Mark Burnett has remarked that the goal is to have 1 billion people watch the series.
Are you the Son of God?
I am.